te vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Nam tatadmi yajamana havir vitani.
Nam tatadmi yajamana havir vitani.
Shyotan brita plutamadan hutabung mukena.
Shyotan brita plutamadan hutabung
mukena. Yad brahmanasya mupatash charato nugasam.
Yad brahmanasya mupatash charato nugasam.
Tushtasya maya vahitayar nija karma pakai.
Tushtasya maya nija karma pakai.
Naham tatadmi yajamana virvitani.
Naham tatadmi yajamana virvitani.
Shyotan grita plutamadan utabung mukena.
Shyotan grita plutamadan utabung mukena.
Yad brahmanasya mupatas charato nugasam.
Yad brahmanasya mupatas charato nugasam.
Tushtasya maya vahitayar nija karma pakai.
Tushtasya maya vahitayar nija karma pakai.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Tata.
Tata.
On the other hand.
On the other hand.
Admi.
Admi.
I eat.
I eat.
Yajamana. By the sacrificer.
By the sacrificer.
Havihi.
Havihi.
The oblations.
The oblations.
Vitane.
Vitane.
In the sacrificial fire.
In the sacrificial fire.
Shtiotat.
Shtiotat.
Pouring.
Pouring.
Grita.
Grita.
Ghee.
Ghee.
Plutam.
Plutam.
Mixed.
Mixed.
Adan.
Adan.
Eating.
Eating.
Hutabuk.
Hutabuk.
The sacrificial fire.
The sacrificial fire.
Mukena.
Mukena.
By the mouth.
By the mouth.
Yat.
Yat.
As.
As.
Brahmanasya.
Brahmanasya.
Of the Brahmana.
Of the Brahmana.
Mukataha.
Mukataha.
From the mouth.
From the mouth.
Charataha.
Charataha.
Acting.
Acting.
Anugasam.
Anugasam.
Morsels.
Morsels.
Tushtasya.
Tushtasya.
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
Mayi,
to me,
avahitai,
offered,
nija,
nija.
Om,
karma,
activities,
pakai,
by the results.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths. With the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee. Translation: I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths. With the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouths of the brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities, and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. Purport. The devotee of the Lord, or the Vaishnavas, does not take anything without offering it to the Lord. Since a Vaishnava dedicates all the results of his activities to the Lord, he does not taste anything eatable which is not first offered to him. The Lord also relishes giving to the Vaishnava's mouth all eatables offered to him. It is clear from this verse that the Lord eats through the sacrificial fire and the Brahmana's mouth. So many articles, grains, ghee, etc., are offered in sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. The Lord accepts sacrificial offerings from the Brahmanas and devotees. And elsewhere it is stated that whatever is given for the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. But here it is said that he accepts offerings to the mouths of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas with even greater relish. The best example of this is found in the life of Advaita Prabhu in his dealings with Haridas Thakur. Even though Haridas was born of a Mohammedan family, Advaita Prabhu offered him the first dish of prasad after the performance of a sacrificial fire ceremony. Haridas Thakur informed him that he was born of a Mohammedan family and asked why Advaita Prabhu was offering the first dish to Mohammedan instead of an elevated Brahmana. Out of his humbleness, Haridas condemned himself as a Mohammedan, but Advaita Prabhu, being an experienced devotee, accepted him as a real Brahmana. Advaita Prabhu asserted that by offering the first dish to Haridas Thakur, he was getting the result of feeding 100,000 Brahmanas. The conclusion is that if one can feed a Brahmana or Vaishnava, that is better than performing hundreds and thousands of sacrifices. In this age, therefore, it is recommended Harir Nama, chanting the holy name of the Lord, and pleasing the Vaishnava are the only means to elevate oneself to spiritual life. So it's not that Prabhupada is contradicting, of course, what Lord Narayan says here, that he is very attached to the Brahmanas and the food that the Brahmanas enjoy is what actually is the offering that actually pleases the Supreme Lord. Of course, he's comparing to the food offered in the mouth of the Brahmanas to the offering that is made in the sacrifice. But who's making that sacrifice but Brahmanas? So even in Lord Narayan's opinion, there are different kinds of Brahmanas. There's different levels of Brahminical consciousness. There's the ritualistic consciousness that doesn't please the Supreme Lord so much. And then there is the devotional consciousness, which is what really is the source of his pleasure. And it's that devotional consciousness that's the real determiner of who is what kind of Brahmana. Who is a real Brahmana? Of course, the word does have its generic meaning. Brahma janati iti brahmanaha. One who knows the absolute truth is a Brahmana. But you can know the absolute truth to different degrees and in these three different ways. Vedanti tatva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdyate. This is a philosophical foundation of the Bhagavatam, that there are three ways in which the absolute truth are understood by those who have some proper understanding. Tattvavida, Tattvavits, knowers of the truth. But the knowers of the truth have different kinds of understanding of the truth. The same one absolute truth, Advayam, pure knowledge, non-dual. So it's not that there are three different things that are being realized, but three different realizations of the same thing. As Brahman, as Paramatma, and as Bhagavan. So a Brahmana knows Brahman in one of those three features, or all three. So some Brahmanas are impersonalists. But the Bhagavatam, at least, makes it clearly understood that Brahman realization is incomplete. Paramatma realization is partial, but also incomplete. The full, highest understanding is the understanding of Bhagavan. So the real, the best Brahmanas, let us say, are the Vaishnavas. The best Brahmanas, the best Yogis, the best everything. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shudhavan bhajate yomam samayukto tamomataha. The one who thinks always of me with love, with faith, is the best yogi, the best brahmana. Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada points out in the purport, was recognized by Advaita Acharya as the best of brahmanas, despite his disqualifying birth. Advaita Acharya himself is a very highly positioned brahmana, born in a great family, well-trained, very strict in his vows, exemplary leader of Brahminical society. And he's the one who's judging Haridas Thakur as the best of brahmanas. Suta Goswami himself was accepted as spiritual master by the great brahmanas headed by Shonaka. And he thanked them and humbly submitted his understanding of his own position. Daush kauliyam adim virunoti shikram mahatama nam abhidana yoga ha. I am fallen because of my birth. I can't pretend to be the equal of all of you great sages and brahmanas. But that adim, that contamination of a bad birth, daush kauliyam, vidunoti shikram, is very quickly washed away and forgotten by mahatma nama vidana yoga, by the yoga practice of glorifying the great souls, the Vaishnavas. If I have my chance now to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever trace is left of my contamination, Sutta says, will be eliminated by my fortunately being allowed to speak the Bhagavatam as I heard it, sitting at the feet of Shukadeva Goswami. Tatrat kirtayato vipra Vipra-sher buddhite-jasaha aham jadyagamam tatra nivishtas taranugrahat soham vok shrava yashyami yatadi tam yatamati. While Shukadev was speaking the Bhagavatam to Pariksit, I was very fortunate to be present in the audience, nivishtas, nivish, sitting down there. Tadanugrahat, by the mercy of Shukadeva, I was in the audience. And there was no loudspeaker system, so he must have been close enough to hear well. Sohomvok Shravayashani, now I will let you hear what I heard. Yataditam, as I heard it, yatamati, and as far as I'm capable of repeating it nicely. That's all I can do. Tatatrinas, what? The birds fly up into the sky as far as their wings can carry them. And similarly, the devotees, all they can do is try to glorify Vishnu according to their capacity. They can go as high as their power of glorifying allows them. Then Prabhupada concludes, having discussed about Haridas Thakur being recognized by Advaita Prabhu as the best Brahmana. The conclusion is that if one can feed a Brahmana or Vaishnava, it is better than performing hundreds and thousands of sacrifices. In this age, therefore, it is recommended that Harinama, chanting the holy name of God, and pleasing the Vaishnavas are the means to elevate oneself in spiritual life. Harinama and Prasad go together. Whenever there is public performance of Kirtana, there should be some distribution of prasadam, even some little something. You know, no performance. Mantrahinam Srishtanam. This is yajna in the mode of ignorance. When the mantras are missing and prasadam is not distributed. So, especially in the performance of some kirtan sacrifice, where we don't have big oblations, we have to offer some prasadam to Krishna and give it to everyone who's present. Then the performance is complete. Okay, any questions or comments?
Yes, so, according to that, Sri Goswami says, what's the significance of yatamati?
Mati there means strength. According to my capacity.
Oh, right.
Okay, as best I'm able.
Does it mean anything about also, like, I seem to remember.
Mati means opinion.
Yeah.
But here it means, it also means strength.
Oh.
Yatamati means as best I can.
All right, so he's not going to inject anything of his own understanding. He's gonna...
Not in this context.
Right.
No, he says the opposite. Yataditam, what I heard. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to make up something. I'm going to repeat what I heard.
Right.
According to my capacity.
Right.
We assume the Sutta Goswami is telling us what he heard, not making up something.
Right.
That's, you know, we're giving it, we're trusting him for that.
I seem to remember that sometimes they were saying, you know, according to what I've heard and how I've realized it, and something like that.
According to my realization.
Yes, but...
You can say realization, okay. Yeah, the strength of my realization. But it also means strength.
Mm-hmm.
Literally it means strength.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can check the dictionary.
Sure.
It's one of the meanings.
Oh, yeah. And then the next verse is that verse you quoted about the...
verse. That's the last verse of the chapter.
Oh, okay.
Chapter 2 is the first canto.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the verse I quoted after that. Well,
yeah, birds.
Oh, well, that's later on in the 18th chapter, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, there's another back and forth with Shonaka and Sutta.
Oh, okay.
The Dalsh Kaliya Madhim is also from that section. The first one I quoted.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.